Hare Krishna. So, since we're coming close to the wonderful occasion of the appearance of Lord Ramchandra, I thought we'd do a little something different today. Now, this is going to take a little bit of concentration, but you know, we want to hear preaching, but there's no better preacher than Srila Prabhupada in this movement. Is that safe to say? Best preacher? Srila Prabhupada? Who's the best preacher? Oh, come on, that was pretty weak. I know you haven't eaten breakfast yet, but who's the best preacher? Right. Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada's so wonderfully given us the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the ninth canto, chapter 10. The pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. So I thought we could read from this chapter the verses and the purports. So now when somebody's reading, you have to, it takes a little bit more concentration to follow. Okay? Now I'll try to, I know English is your second language, and I'm not very good at it myself, but we'll try to read slow. On the, there's a radio station called The Voice of America, and they have a section called, you know, Special English, where they read slow, so people can hear. So I'll try to do that. I'll try to read slow, so that you can follow. But try to pay attention. Okay? Srila Prabhupada's the best preacher. Text number one. Well, we should start with this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Where's Raghava? Raghava? You got the Hindi Bhagavatam so you can read from it? It's going to be difficult to translate all this. You're going to be able to do it? Okay, he's pretty expert. You know, ideally we could have it on the board, and we could follow the long reading while I'm reading. But we don't have that technology. Or we don't. I mean, the technology's there, but we don't have it set up. All these high-tech people. Uh-oh, there he is. The high-tech will be done. We'll have a screen, and we'll have, you know, you don't have to write the verse. You just keep it on the screen, you know. Okay. Shukadeva Goswami said, the son of Maharaj Katvanga was Dhirga Bahu, and his son was the celebrated Maharaj Raghu. From Maharaj Raghu came Aja, and from Aja was born the great personality Maharaj Dasarath. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasarath. Purport. Lord Ramchandra and his brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaitam, Achutam, Anadi, Anantarupam. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 39. Ramadi Murteshu Kala Niyamena Tistan. The Lord is situated in many forms, such as Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. And these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead, and they enable many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, who, being Vishnu Tattva, are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasarath in response to prayers by the demigods. O King, the transcendental... This is text number 3. O King, preach it. The transcendental activities of Lord Ramchandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramchandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Purport. Modern Rakshasas, posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates. So if you have a doctorate, doesn't mean you're, right? Educationally advanced. Have tried to prove that Lord Ramchandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the description of Lord Ramchandra in his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who know the Absolute Truth. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises, Tadvidhi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya uvadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is a tattvadarshi in complete knowledge of the Absolute Truth, one cannot describe the activities of the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayans, or histories, of Lord Ramchandra's activities, some of them are not actually authorized, authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramchandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imaginations, speculations, are material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramchandra, Shukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, you have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramchandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayans, or histories, of Lord Ramchandra's activities, and there are many still. But we must select only those books written by Tattvadarshis, Jnaninas Tattvadarshina, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of a doctorate. This is a warning by Shukadeva Goswami, Rishibhis Tattvadarshibhi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Shukadeva Goswami in a few verses. Text number 4. To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which were so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, or by another monkey, Sugriva, the king of the monkeys, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshman, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Suparnika, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows, and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravan to kill him, like a fire devouring the forest. May that Supreme Lord Ramchandra give us all protection. Text number 5. In the arena of the sacrifice performed by Vishvamrita, Lord Ramchandra, the king of Ayodhya, killed many demons, rakshasas, and uncivilized men who wandered at night in the mode of darkness. May Lord Ramchandra, who killed these demons in the presence of Lakshman, be kind enough to give us protection. So it describes here uncivilized men who wander at night in the mode of darkness. We see that's happening more and more in Bombay. It's a regular practice in the West. People come out at night, go to bars and taverns, and ride around in their cars. But that wasn't many years ago. That wasn't the practice in Bombay. But slowly, there's many uncivilized men, even here in Bombay, that are going out and they stay out all night and drink and ride around in their cars. Uncivilized persons. Civilized persons take rest early, get up early, go to Mangalarti and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So, because Vishvamrita Muni requested Lord Ramchandra, he killed many of these uncivilized persons. O King, the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra were wonderful, like those of a baby elephant. In the assembly where Mother Sita was to choose her husband, in the midst of the heroes of the world, he broke the bow belonging to Lord Shiva. The bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramchandra bent and strung it and broke it in the middle, just as a baby elephant breaks a stick of sugar cane. Thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally as endowed with transcendental qualities of form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune, who constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. While returning from Sita's home, after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramchandra met Parashuram. Although Parashuram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord, who appeared to be a Kshatriya in the royal order. Text number 8. Carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramchandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence, and everything else, just as a liberated soul gives up his life and went to the forest with Sita. purport. Maharaj Dasarath had three wives. One of them, Kaikeyi, served him very pleasingly, and he therefore wanted to give her a benediction. Kaikeyi, however, said that she would ask for the benediction when it was necessary. At the time of the coronation of Prince Ramchandra, Kaikeyi requested her husband to enthrone her son Bharat and send Ramchandra to the forest. Maharaj Dasarath, being bound by his promise, ordered Ramchandra to go to the forest according to the dictation of his beloved. And the Lord, as an obedient son, accepted the order immediately. He left everything without hesitation, just as a liberated soul or a great yogi gives up his life without material attraction. Text number 9. While wandering in the forest, where he accepted a life of hardship, carrying his invincible bow and arrow in his hand, Lord Ramchandra deformed Ravan's sister, who was polluted with lusty desires, by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 4,000 Rakshasa friends, headed by Kara, Trishira, and Dushan. Text number 10. O King, when Ravan, who had his 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful and attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires, and he went to kidnap her, to distract Lord Ramchandra from his ashram. Ravan sent Marichi in the form of a golden deer. And when Lord Ramchandra saw the wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. This reminds me, when Srila Prabhupada, in his last days in Vrindavan, was very sick, he was actually getting ready to leave this world. So he told the devotees, he wanted to go around Govardhan Hill. And he told Lokanath Swami, you go get a bullock cart. Because he couldn't walk. So his idea was that he would go around Govardhan Hill and travel in a bullock cart. So there was a big discussion amongst the devotees. Because Prabhupada was so sick, they thought, that rough ride in a bullock cart around Govardhan, Prabhupada would be finished. But some devotees thought Srila Prabhupada wanted that, so we should do it. So there was some back and forth, right? And so finally, they requested Prabhupada not to go because they're afraid the ride would kill him. So Srila Prabhupada said, I'm just like Marichi. I'm just like Marichi. So here we have reference to Marichi. Ravan told him, you go, and in the guise of a golden deer, you attract Lord Ramchandra away from Sita. And so Marichi, he said, no, I won't do that. If I do that, Lord Ramchandra will kill me. So Ravan said, if you don't go, I'll kill you. So Marichi thought, well, should I be killed by Ravan or killed by Lord Ram? He said, okay, I'll be killed by Lord Ram. Right? So Srila Prabhupada, he said, I'm like Marichi. I'm going to die anyway. Should I die in this bed or die going around Govardhan Hill? I'd rather die going around Govardhan Hill. So that reminds me of this particular pastime. When Ramchandra entered the forest, and Lakshman was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravan, kidnapped Sita, the daughter of the king of Videha. Just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Purport. In this verse, the words Strisanginam Gatim Itihi indicate that the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instructions, Grihe Narim Vivar Jayet, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances. But still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramchandra when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one's attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sanghi, but the situation of Lord Ramchandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayana paro vyaktat. Narayan is beyond the material creation. Because he's the creator of the material world, he's not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramchandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Vipralamba, which is an activity of the Hlandini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead belonging to the Sringar Ras. The mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called Satvika, Sanchari, Vilapa, Murcha, and Unmada. Thus, when Lord Ramchandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifest. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, he is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. As explained by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikriti, Landini Shakti, the dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramchandra, therefore, manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and his pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. This is further explained in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 11. Avajananti mam mudha manusim tanum ashritam param bhava majananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being. But the Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material conditions. This fact is further explained in the Skanda Purana as quoted by Madhva Acharya. Nitya Purana Sukta Gyan Svarupso Yukta Svibhu Ato Syaramo Hityakta Tashadukam Kato Vapi Tatapi Loka Sikshartam Aduko Dukavarti Vat Antahitam Loka Drishtya Sitam Asitasmaram Eva. It was actually impossible for Ravan to take away Sita. The form of Sita taken by Ravan was an illusory representative of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was burnt and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection. For as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by rakshasas like Ravan. Here are the words, Vaideha Raja Duhitari, indicate that before Sita was married to Lord Ramchandra, she was protected by her father, Vaideha Raja. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected. According to the Vedic rule, there's no scope for a woman's being independent. Asamaksham. For a woman cannot protect herself independently. Text number 12. Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony for Jatayu, who was killed by Ravan. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda. And after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Vali, and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Purport. When Ravan kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravan defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Ramchandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravan. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramchandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita. That place where Jatayu was killed is just near Nasik. What's it? Taked. Right? Taked. So if you get an opportunity, you can go and visit that place where Jatayu was killed by Ravan, and where Lord Ramchandra found the body of Jatayu, that place is still there. And there's an interesting thing there. There's a spring that is coming out of the ground near a huge banyan tree, and it just flows underneath the temple. And in the summertime, the whole area becomes dry. No water. In all the villages around Taked, there's no water. But this stream continues to flow all year round, even in the heat of the summer. So that's one interesting thing. Another interesting thing is that when Lord Ramchandra was going to do the last rites of Jatayu, he called all the sacred rivers to come. So he wanted to bathe the body of Jatayu in all the sacred rivers. But the Ganga at Prayagraj, he thought, Lord Ramchandra, he's only a king, but I'm Prayagraj. I'm also a king. So why I should go? Right? He became a little proud. So Lord Ramchandra, he threatened him. If you don't come, I'll see you. So then he realized his mistake, and he came to offer his obeisances and his waters for the bathing of Jatayu. So the waters flow continually, that stream, but there's one pond. It's like a well. That's Prayagraj, the Sangam of the Ganga and the Jamuna and Allahabad. And that water is a little bit separate. So Lord Ramchandra, as a punishment, he kept them a little bit separate from the other waters. So if you go there, you can take bath in all the sacred rivers. After reaching the beach, Lord Ramchandra fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of the ocean personified. When the ocean did not come, the Lord exhibited his pastimes of anger, and simply by his glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within it, including the crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. Then the personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramchandra, taking all paraphernalia to worship him. Falling at the Lord's lotus feet, the personified ocean spoke as follows. Oh, this is text number 14. O all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you're the Supreme Person, the Master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original Personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of Ghosts with the mode of ignorance. But you are the master of all these qualities. Purport. The Lord, Jaradiya, refers to the intelligence like that of an animal. A person with such intelligence cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without being beaten, an animal cannot understand the purpose of a man. Similarly, those who are dull-minded cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when punished severely by the modes of material nature, they begin to understand him. A Hindi poet has said, Dukh se sab hari bhaje, sukh se bhaje kol. Sukha se agar hari bhaje, dukhe katan se hoy. Sehe. When one is distressed, he goes to church or the temple to worship the Lord. But when opulent, he forgets the Lord. Therefore, punishment by the Lord through material nature is necessary in human society, for without it, men forget the supremacy of the Supreme Lord due to their dull, blunt intelligence. Text 15. My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravan. Who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds? He is the son of Ishrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go kill him and thus regain your wife Sita. O great hero, although my water presents no impediment for your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Purport. It is said that a sun and a urine emanate from the same source, the genitals. When a sun is a devotee or a great learned person, the seminal discharge for begetting a son is successful. But if the son is unqualified and brings no glory to the family, he's no better than urine. Here, Ravan is compared to urine because he was a cause of disturbances to the three worlds. Thus, the ocean personified wanted him killed by Lord Ramchandra. One feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, is omnipotence. The Lord can act without regard to material impediments or inconveniences. but to prove He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and was not merely advertised as Godhead or elected by popular vote, He constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. Nowadays, it has become fashionable to create some artificial God who performs no uncommon activities. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial God because he does not understand how powerful God is. Lord Ramchandra, however, constructed a bridge over the water with stone by making the stone float. This is proof of God's uncommonly wonderful power. Why should someone be accepted as God without displaying extraordinary potency by doing something never to be done by any common man? We accept Lord Ramchandra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because He constructed this bridge. And we accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because He what did He do? Lord Ramchandra built a bridge, but what did Krishna do? You got it right, but not everybody got it. He lifted Govardhan Hill, right? Giriraj Maharaj ki. He lifted Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old. We should not accept any rascal as God or an incarnation of God. For God displays special features in His various activities. Therefore, the Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tattvataha taktvadeham puna janma nati mamati sojana. One who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. The activities of the Lord are not common. They are all transcendentally wonderful and not able to be performed by any other living being. The symptoms of the Lord's activities are all mentioned in the Shastras. And after one understands them, one can accept the Lord as He is. Text number 16. Sukadeva Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramchandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravan. With the direction and the help of Vibhishan, Ravan's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravan's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burnt by Hanuman. Purport. Great mountain peaks covered with trees and plants were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. By the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like swabs of cotton. If this is possible, why should great mountain peaks not be able to float on water? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything He likes because He's not under the control of the material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by Him. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Only under His direction does prakriti, our material nature, work. Similar information is given in the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 52. Yasya gyaya brahmati sambhrita kala chakra govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Describing how material nature works, the Brahma Samhita says that the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, for Lord Ramchandra to construct a bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramchandra eternally celebrated. Text number 17. After entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers, led by chiefs like Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, occupied all the sporting houses, granaries, treasuries, palace doorways, city gates, assembly houses, palace frontages, and even the resting houses of the pigeons. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden water pots on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. Text 18. When Ravan, the master of the Rakshasas, saw the disturbances created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumbha, Kumbha, Dhumraksha, Dhurmukha, Sarantaka, Narantaka, and other Rakshasas, and also his son Indrajit. Therefore he called for Prahasta, Atikaya, Vikambana, and finally Kumbhakarna. Then he induced all his followers to fight against the enemies. Text 19. Lord Ramchandra, surrounded by Lakshman and monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandamadha, Nila, Angada, Jambavan, and Pansas, attacked the soldiers of the Rakshasas, who were fully equipped with various invincible weapons like swords, lances, bows, prasas, rishtis, shakti arrows, gadgas, and tomaras. Text number 20. Angada and the other commanders of the soldiers of Ramchandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses, and chariots of the enemy and hurled against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs, and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan's soldiers, who had lost all good fortune because Ravan had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Purport. The soldiers Lord Ramchandra recruited in the jungle were all monkeys and did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Ravan. For Ravan's soldiers were equipped with weapons of modern warfare, whereas the monkeys could only throw stones, mountain peaks, and trees. It was only Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman who shot some arrows. But because the soldiers of Ravan were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were able to kill them simply by throwing stones and trees. There are two kinds of strength, Daiva and Purushakara. Daiva refers to strength achieved from the transcendence, and Purushakar refers to the strength organized by one's own power of by one's intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialist. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, we must fight one's enemies, even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, Mam anusmara yudhyacha, think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory, we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 21. Therefore, when Ravan, the king of the Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded towards Lord Ramchandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. When Ravan struck Lord Ramchandra, then Ravan struck Lord Ramchandra with sharp arrows. Text number 22. Lord Ramchandra said to Ravan, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog, for a dog steals edibles from the kitchen in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnapped my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you." Purport. Na cha daivi parambalam. One who can surpass the strength, no one can surpass the strength of the transcendence. Ravan was so sinful and shameless that he did not know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita, the pleasure potency of Ramchandra. This is the disqualification of the Rakshasas. Satyam apratistam te jagat ahur antivashvaram. The Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident, and that there's no ruler, king, or controller. Therefore, the Rakshasas act independently as they like, going even so far as to kidnap the goddess of fortune. This policy of Ravan's is extremely dangerous for the materialist. Indeed, it brings ruin to the materialistic civilization. Nevertheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Lord, and one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the orders is irreligious, and he is to be punished. Text number 23. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramchandra fixed his bow, arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravan, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravan's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravan's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what has happened? What has happened?" As Ravan, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Shine punya martya lokam vishanti." When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to the different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. Somehow or other, Ravan was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulence. But because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable. Bereft of the results of pious activities, one must fall down like Ravan and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tatparatvena nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he's above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions, but when one is above the material platform, he's always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samatityaitam brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Ravan, or those like him, may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because after all, they are bound by the results of their karma. Karma na daivana chena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes or material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 27. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravan, thinking oneself independent of the of material nature's laws. So it's 9 o'clock. What should we do? No, whatever you all want. Should we continue reading, or call it a day? Are you enjoying this? Huh? You like that? Okay. So I'll continue reading. Okay. Text number 24. Thereafter, all the women whose husbands had fallen in the battle, headed by Mondodari, the wife of Ravan, came out of Lanka, continuously crying. They approached the dead bodies of Ravan and the other Rakshasas. Text 25. Striking their breasts in affliction because their husbands had been killed by the arrows of Lakshman, the women embraced the respective husbands and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone. Text 26. O my Lord, O Master, you epitomized trouble for others, and therefore you were called Ravan. But now that you have been defeated, we are also defeated. For without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go for shelter? Purport. Ravan's wife, Mandodari, and other wives knew very well how cruel a person Ravan was. The very word Ravan means one who causes crying for others. Ravan continuously caused trouble for others, but when his sinful activities culminated in giving trouble to Sita Devi, he was killed by Lord Ramchandra. Text 27. O greatly fortunate one, you came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramchandra. Purport. Not only was Mother Sita powerful, but any woman who follows in the footsteps of Mother Sita can also become similarly powerful. There are many instances of this in history of Vedic literature. Whenever we find a description of ideal chaste woman, Mother Sita is among them. Mandandari, the wife of Ravan, was also very chaste. Similarly, Draupadi was one of the five exalted chaste women. As men must follow great personalities like Brahma and Narad, a woman must follow the path of such ideal women as Sita, Mandandari, and Draupadi. By staying chaste and faithful to her husband, a woman enriches herself with supernatural power. It is a moral principle that one should not be influenced by lusty desires for another's wife. Matrivat para daraishu, intelligent person, must look upon another's wife as being like his mother. This is a moral injunction from Chanakya Shloka number 10. Matrivat para daraishu, para dravyeshu, lostravat, atmavat, sarvabhuteshu, ya pashyati sapanditaha. One who considers another's wife his mother, another's possession as a lump of dirt, and treats all other living beings as he himself is considered to be learned. Thus, Ravan was condemned, not only by Lord Ramchandra, but even by his wife, Mandandari. Because she was a chaste woman, she knew the power of another chaste woman, especially such a wife as Mother Sita. Text 28. O pleasure of the Rakshasa dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and also we ourselves now have no protector. By your deeds you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures and your soul fit to go to hell. Purport. One who follows the path of Ravan is condemned in two ways. His body is fit to be eaten by dogs and vultures, and the soul goes to hell, as stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text number 19. Tan aham dvisvata kruran sangsareshu naradamang shipram yasjastram asubhang asurishveva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Thus, the destination of godless atheists, as Ravan, Hiranyakasipu, Kamsa, Dantavakra, is a hellish condition of life. Mandandari, the wife of Ravan, could understand all this because she was a chaste woman. Although lamenting for the death of her husband, she knew what would happen to his body and soul. For although one cannot see directly with one's material eyes, one can see with the eyes of knowledge. Pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. In Vedic history, there are many instances of how one becomes godless and is condemned by the laws of nature. Text 29. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, Vibhishan, the pious brother of Ravan and devotee of Lord Ramchandra, received approval from Lord Ramchandra, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path of hell. Purport. After giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if one is too sinful, he's checked from transmigrating to another body, and thus becomes a ghost. To save a deceased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony, or Shraddha ceremony, as prescribed in authorized Shastra, must be performed. Ravan was killed by Lord Ramchandra, and was destined for hellish life. But, by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishana, Ravan's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus, Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravan even after Ravan's death. Text 30. Therefore, Lord Ramchandra found Sita Devi sitting in a small cottage beneath the tree named Singsapa in the forest of Ashok trees. She was lean and thin, being aggrieved of separation from him. Text 31. Seeing his wife in that condition, Lord Ramchandra was very compassionate. When Ramchandra came before her, she was exceedingly happy to see her beloved, and her lotus-like mouth showed her joy. Text 32. After giving Vibhishan the power to rule the Rakshasa population of Lanka for the duration of one kalpa, Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, placed Sita Devi on an airplane decorated with flowers and then got on the plane himself. The period for his living in the forest having ended, the Lord returned to Ayodhya accompanied by Hanuman, Sugriva, and his brother Lakshman. 33. When Lord Ramchandra returned to his capital, Ayodhya, he was greeted on the road by the princely order, who showered his body with beautiful, fragrant flowers, while great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods glorified the activities of the Lord in great jubilation. Text 34. Upon reaching Ayodhya, Lord Ramchandra heard that in his absence, his brother Bharat was eating barley cooked in the urine of a cow, covering his body with the bark of trees, wearing matted locks of hair, and lying on a mattress of kusha. The most merciful Lord very much lamented this. Text 35 to 38. When Bharat understood that Lord Ramchandra was returning to the capital, Ayodhya, he immediately took upon his own head Lord Ramchandra's wooden shoes and came out from his camp at Nandagram. Lord Bharat was accompanied by ministers, priests, and other respectable citizens, by professional musicians, vibrating pleasing musical sounds, and by learned Brahmins, loudly chanting the Vedic hymns. Following in the procession were chariots drawn by beautiful horses with harnesses of golden rope. These chariots were decorated with flags with golden embroidery and by other flags of various sizes and patterns. There were soldiers bedecked with golden armor, servants bearing betel nut, and many well-known and beautiful prostitutes. Many servants followed on foot, bearing an umbrella, whisk, different grades of precious jewels, and other paraphernalia befitting a royal reception. Accompanied in this way, Lord Bharat, his heart softened ecstasy, and his eyes full of tears, approached Lord Ramchandra and fell at his lotus feet with great ecstatic love. Text 39 and 40. After offering the wooden shoes before Lord Ramchandra, Lord Bharat stood with folded hands, his eyes full of tears, and Lord Ramchandra bathed Bharat with tears while embracing him with both arms for a long time. Accompanied by Mother Sita and Lakshman, Lord Ramchandra then offered his respectful obeisances unto the learned Brahmins and the elderly persons in the family, and all the citizens of Ayodhya offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Text 41. The citizens of Ayodhya, upon seeing their king return after a long absence, offered him flower garlands, waved their upper cloths, and danced in great jubilation. 42 and 43. O King, Lord Bharat carried Lord Ramchandra's wooden shoes, Sugriva and Vibhishana carried a whisk and an excellent fan, Hanuman carried a white umbrella, Shatrughna carried a bow and two quivers, and Sita Devi carried a water pot with water from holy places. Angada carried a sword, and Jambava, king of the rikshas, carried a golden shield. 44. O King Prikshit, as the Lord sat on his elephant airplane of flowers, with women offering him prayers and reciters chanting about his characteristics, he appeared like the moon with the stars and planets. Text 45 and 46. Therefore, after having been welcomed by his brother Bharat, Lord Ramchandra entered the city of Ayodhya in the midst of a festival. When he entered the palace, he offered obeisances to the mothers, including Kaikeyi, and the other wives of Maharaj Dasarath, and especially his own mother, Kaushalya. He also offered obeisances to the spiritual preceptors, such as Vasishta. Friends of his own age and younger friends worshipped him, and he returned their respectful obeisances, as did Lakshman and Mother Sita. In this way, they all entered the palace. Text 47. Upon seeing their sons, the mothers of Ram and Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna immediately arose, like unconscious bodies returning to consciousness. The mothers placed their sons on their laps and bathed them with tears, thus relieving themselves of the grief of long separation. Text 48. The family priest, our spiritual master, Vasishta, had Lord Ramchandra cleanly shaved, freeing him from his matted locks of hair. Then, with the cooperation of the elder members of the family, they performed a bathing ceremony, Abhishek, for Lord Ramchandra, with the water of the four seas and with substances, just as it was performed for King Indra. Text 49. Lord Ramchandra, fully bathed and his head clean shaven, dressed himself very nicely and was decorated with a garland and ornaments. Thus he shone brightly, surrounded by his brothers and wife, who were similarly dressed and ornamented. Text 50. Being pleased by the full surrender and submission of Lord Bharat, Lord Ramchandra then accepted the throne of the state. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father, and the citizens, being fully engaged in their occupational duties of Varna and Ashram, accepted him as their father. Purport. People are very fond of the pattern of Ram Raja, and even today, politicians form a party called Ram Raja, but unfortunately, they have no obedience to Lord Ram. It is sometimes said that people want the kingdom of God without God. Such an aspiration, however, is never to be fulfilled. Good government can exist when the relationship between the citizens and the government is like that exemplified by Lord Ramchandra and his citizens. Lord Ramchandra ruled his kingdom exactly as a father takes care of his children, and the citizens, being obliged to the good government of Lord Ramchandra, accepted the Lord as their father. Thus, the relationship between the citizens and the government should be exactly like that between father and son. When the sons in a family are well trained, they are obedient to the father and mother. And when the father is well qualified, he takes good care of the children. As indicated here by the words, Swadharmam Nirata Vishrama Gunanvitaha. The people were good citizens because they accepted the institution of Varna and Ashram, which arranges society in the Varna divisions of Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the Ashram divisions of Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. This is actual human civilization. People must be trained according to the different Varna, Varnashram occupational duties, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 13, Chatur Varnyam Maya Shristam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. The four varnas must be established according to varying qualities and work. The first principle for good government is that it must institute this varnashram system. The purpose of varnashram is to enable people to become God conscious. Varnashrama charayavat purushena parapumang Vishnu aradyate. The entire varnashram scheme is intended to enable people to become Vaishnavas. Vishnur Asya Devata. When people worship Lord Vishnu as the Supreme Lord, they become Vaishnavas. Thus, people should be trained to become Vaishnavas through the system of Varna and Ashram, as they were during the reign of Lord Ramchandra, when everyone was fully trained to follow the Varnashram principles. Simply enforcing laws and ordinances cannot make the citizens obedient and lawful. That is impossible. Throughout the entire world, there are many states, legislative assemblies, and parliaments, but still the citizens are rogues and thieves. Good citizenship, therefore, cannot be enforced. The citizens must be trained. As there are schools and colleges to train students to become chemical engineers, lawyers, or specialists in many other departments of knowledge, there must be schools and colleges to train students to become Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas, and Sannyasis. This will provide the preliminary condition for good citizenship. Varnashram gunan avitaha. Generally speaking, if the king or president is a Rajarshi, the relationship between the citizens and the chief executive will be clear, and there will be no possibility of disruption in the state, because the number of thieves and rogues will decrease. In Kali Yuga, however, because Varnashram system is neglected, people are generally thieves and rogues. In the system of democracy, such thieves and rogues naturally collect money from other thieves and rogues, and thus there is chaos in every government, and no one is happy. But here the example of good government is to be found in the reign of Lord Ramchandra. If people follow this example, there will be good government all over the world. Text 51. Lord Ramchandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport. Among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwarapara, and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement, or Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for that purpose. Klare Doshan Nihe Rajan Asti Ekyo Mahangunan Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Vajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there's still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 51. If people take to this Sankirtan movement by chanting Hare Krishna Hare Ram, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and people of this age will be happy, as people were in Satya Yuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere, can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, observe the rules and regulations, and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities, and his life will be successful. Param Bijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramchandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundar. Text 52. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty, during the reign of Lord Ramchandra, the forest, the rivers, the hills, the mountains, the states, the seven islands, and the seven seas were all favorable in supplying the necessities of life for all living beings. When Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age and bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Purport. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramchandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. It is said, Kali Kali Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. If we chant offenselessly, Ram and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna can immediately introduce a similar situation even in the Kali Yuga. Text 54. Lord Ramchandra took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other woman. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of Varnashram Dharma. Thus he taught the general public by his personal activities. Purport. Eko Patni Brat. Accepting only one wife was the glorious example set by Lord Ramchandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramchandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramchandra, as an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravan and the Rakshasas, Lord Ramchandra, as the personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravan and even killed him. The Lord punished Ravan and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramchandra accepted only one wife and manifested sublime character, thus setting an example for householders. A householder should live according to the ideal of Lord Ramchandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder or living with a wife and children is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulator principles of Varnashram Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis, or vanaprasthas, are all equally important. Text 55. Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy, and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus, by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. Purport. As Lord Ramchandra is the ideal husband, Ekapatni Brat, Mother Sita is the ideal wife. Such a combination makes family life very happy. Yad yad acharati shrestas, tat tat evartaro janaha. Whatever example a great man sets, common people follow. If the kings, the leaders, and the Brahmins, the teachers, would set forth the examples we receive from Vedic literature, the entire world would be heaven. Indeed, there would no longer be hellish conditions within this material world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramchandra. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.